They had what we call the fence corner. If a person would want to go into the... A lot of times when they were working, plowing or loading hay, and they wanted to stop and rest, sit in the fence corner. That way the fence was made cornered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first stake and riding fence is what we had when I was about 12 years old. That was a straight fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, you called those zigzag things corner fences.
Yeah.
The other. Mm-hmm. How about the kind with wire now and sharp points in the wire, you call that?
Barbed wire fence?
And in town, around your yard, you might have some boards going up and down and sharp points on the top.
I've seen them, but I don't know what they call them.
You ever hear them speak of picket fences? Or not especially?
Well, now you speak of sharp corners, why,
sharp,
I don't
sharp
know that.
Top.
My father had a picket fence on his yard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any when we lived on the farm, but my father had one. They were just sort of about 3-inch boards,
mm-hmm.
3-inch wide, and they were just sawed, they were all straight.
They were sawed straight on top.
Yeah.
And when you put a fence up, what do you have to put in the ground every so often to hold it? Places would have lots of stones on the ground, they sometimes pick them up and make fences out of them. What would you call that sort of
stone fence?
Now when you're in the old open wells, what did you call this, the container that you'd bring the water up in?
The well bucket.
How about the kind that you'd milk into then, made out of metal?
Milk into? Milk pails.
Called milk pails, not milk buckets.
Well, they might have, but when we always call them milk pails at our home.
How about the thing that you'd have in your kitchen or on the back porch or somewhere where we didn't have kitchen drains in the sink, so that your mother would put dishwater and it all waste things into this container? What did you call that? Everything you called a slop bucket?
I may be old fashioned or new fashioned. We never had a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
From the time I can remember, my father always had a place to drain dishwater into, and we did when we lived on the farm.
Uh-huh.
It was drained out into a ditch.
Well, you've heard of the speak of slop buckets.
Yes, I've heard the name of uh-huh. slop bucket, but I figured that usually more for bedroom use where there wasn't a toilet handy.
Oh, I see. You didn't really have the feel for it then. You didn't know quite. Well, how about garbage can or garbage pail? That makes sense to you? Or that's just something you have in the city now?
That's in the city.
Yeah.
In the country, we always throw it out the chickens.
Right into the chicken yard. The thing you fried your eggs in every morning?
Skillet.
Did that have a flat bottom or a round bottom?
Flat.
Cast iron or sheet metal?
Well, formerly it was iron, but now it's...
And nowadays
it's... Use a steel.
Yeah. How about a big heavy vessel with an open top?
Kettle.
When the housewife sets the table, she puts down a knife and a fork and a...
Spoon.
What did your mother call her best dinnerware that you might use for Sundays or maybe never use at all? Ever speak of her china, or have it in china?
No, she just had one